kosher ish. It says im ein li ish kodl, if it doesn't have any relatives, that means you have to check it out. If you stole from a ger, that's a man, so you have to check him out, make sure he didn't have any children after he became a Jew. But the diyuk is ish. It says only a man. Ish at tzorach lachterolov. If this ger is a man, then you have to check him out to make sure he did not have any children when he became a Jew. In yesh la goyim v'im lav. But katan, if you would know for sure that this person you stole from, this ger, is only a katan, then iata tzorach lachterolov. You do not have to check him out to see if he has any children. Rabbah learns why. V'yadua shein la goyim. Because for sure he has no children. Since he's only a katan cannot have children. That's Rabbah's diyuk from this pasuk. Ki yia im ein li ish goyim. Ish means only if he's a gadol, if he's a gadol, him you have to check out. Not if he's a katan. So Kitzur Rav Chizdura says that a katan could give birth is not like Rabbah. Eisvi Abai has a question to Rabbah. Is it true what you're saying that a katan cannot give birth, cannot have a child? Eisvi Abai. It says ish in the parsha ein li yelish, maybe only a man. Rashi says gabi shivcha charufa ksiv. If a man lives with a shivcha charufa, that's a shivcha that's half freed, chatzi bas chayrim, chatzi bas a shivcha that the master got a marriage. She was married to an eved ivri, so it's a new parsha there. She's not married completely because she's still a chatzi shivcha. There's a law if a man lives with her. That's a parsha of a shivcha charufa. It says over there in the pasuk, v'ish ki yishka v'sisha shichva zera, the pasuk says. If a man lives with her and lets out his zera into her. So now the pasuk says, ish. So we dash in, ein liyel ish, maybe only if he's a man. Ben tes shonim v'yem echod, shiro l'biyem inayin. How do we know that even a boy that's only 9 years old, if he comes and lives with a shivcha charufa and she does it, so she at least is chayiv, the malchus. He's a cotton, he's potter. But how do we know that she's chayiv? Talmud the pasuk says, v'ish. So you see, we make an extra drush, it says here, ish, that even a cotton, and it says the pasuk, shichva zera. So you see, a cotton does have shichva zera. So how come Rab holds he can't have a son? Malay, the answer is like this. Yesh lo true, a cotton, even after 9 years old, already has zera. But v'yena moilid, that zera that he has will not make the lady pregnant. He can't make his wife pregnant. And kitzfua shleivia shlish. It's like you have wheat, crops that did not grow a third yet. If you take out those seeds and plant them, even though you have zera, you have seeds there, they will not grow though. So that's the mashal of a son. Even though he's under by mitzvah, even though maybe he has zera, but that zera will not be moment. Will not make his wife pregnant. Do they chiskiya tongue like this? The pasuk says, v'chiyozid ish. If a man goes to kill somebody and says Lashin Yozit, that we dashin Yozit means b'mezit, he did it willingly. Now, we dashin ish mezit umazria. Only a man does it b'mezit here means that his zera could go out and be murdered that would make his wife become pregnant. But v'ein katan mezit umazria. But a katan cannot do this. That's the drasha of chiyozit ish. An extra word ish here in the Torah doesn't say v'chimezit. If the person killed the mazid, the chazaloshin of yozid, which means mashma bishul, that a zera is hot inside him, that zera could be moiled only by an ish and not by a cotton. Rashi says yozid midiafke beloshin mazid. Since the pasuk does not say mazid, it says yozid mazid, same thing yozid v'loiksev ki yashia. Just should have said a person did something wicked to kill somebody ki yozidish l'nei medorish. But it tells us to make a drasha here. That mezid yem avashol. It means that his zera is like hot, his roi, to make his wife pregnant. Yila. Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi. My mashma dahai mezid lishna debishulihu. Where do I see that the word of mezid means a lashon of cooking up, of heating something? Like you're telling me now his zera is hot enough to make his wife pregnant. The pasuk says, vayozid Yaakov nezid. And Yaakov, by there, he made him a cholent, he cooked up, he heated up the food. But v'atona the Rabbi Yishmael ben v'loyav hechidami. That's what we made a drasha. V'atona the Rabbi Yishmael ben v'loyav. Rashi. That's the Torah of the Rabbi makes a drasha ben v'loyav. So Rashi says ben v'loyav lagabi ben sara mura. It says ben v'loyav that only the son could become a ben sara mura and not the father. That's what the Rebbe Shmuel makes a drosha. So the Sagarat, we think now, to the Maya to Ben, Shekhvah Nerud. What he meant to say is if you have a son that gave birth already, that had a son, he cannot become a Ben Sarimur. That's the deal. Ben Vulayat, only a son, and not if your son is a father. If your son is a father, he cannot become a Ben Sarimur. So now, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? That you have a son, that he is fit to be a Ben Sarimur, just that he has a son also, there's no Pasha Ben Sarimur. What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the Abba, boss of the IC Shtei Cyrus, Shriyakashan Rabba. If you want to tell me no, that his wife gave birth, he made his wife pregnant, after he became Bar Mitzvah, so come out good according to Rabba, that only after he's a Gadol, could he make his wife pregnant, the Yolid Mekame, the Lakiv Zokin, and then she gave birth, before he had a long Zokin, before his hair on the bottom covered up the Aver, so it means it took 9 months, for the Gemara, no, Miika Shoyus Kuli Hai. Can we wait so long as the still a Pasha Ben Saramaro? For Yomar Rebbe Christoph Doi. He said like this, Kol Yomov Shem Ben Saramaro. You know what the length, the time limit that a boy could become a Ben Saramaro? Eina Ela Gimel Chodoshim Bavad. It's only the first 3 months after his Bar Mitzvah. After he becomes Bar Mitzvah and he has two Cyrus, for the next 3 months, that's the longest period of time that he could still become a Ben Saramaro. But not more. Once 3 months pass, like we'll soon see, even if he doesn't have a zakan there, without the hair, still he can't be a Ben Saramur. So here you can't tell me that that his wife gave birth 9 months later. Anyway, he's not a Ben Saramur then. Eder Lav isn't the case talking about, Bechur Kronta the Rebbe Shmuel, the Abba Mekam made the Leisi Shtei Cyrus, that this son made his wife pregnant before he became Bar Mitzvah. The Yerlev Mekam made the Leisi Zokin, and his wife gave birth before he had a zakan on the bottom. So therefore, the only reason why this son, or this father now, would not become a Ben Saramara is because of his drasha Ben V'layav. Ushmamin, if so, there's a proof, according to the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, that Katan Meilad, that even though the boy is a Katan, he's not Bar Mitzvah, still he can make his wife pregnant. And she gave birth before, 3 months after the Bar Mitzvah. So of course, the Kasha on Rabbah, the Torah says, Loi, Liyolam, the case really is the Aber, boss of the Isis Shtei Cyrus, not like Rabbah. A Katan cannot make his wife pregnant. She became pregnant after she became Bar Mitzvah. And the Oilid, the boss of the Yaakov Zokin, true, she gave birth 9 months later, way after he had a Zokin. Since so, the Kakasha, yes, the question, the Rabbi Kusuf Doi, that anyway this boy, this son, cannot become a Ben Saramara. It's 9 months later, he only has a limit of 3 months after the Bar Mitzvah. So I'll answer you like this. That the diak is like this. The diak of Rabbi Shmuel was like this. Ben, a son can become a Ben Saramara and not if he has a pregnant wife that looks like she's pregnant. That's what I mean to say. If he has a pregnant wife that looks like she's going to have a baby, so he's a father, he looks like he's going to be a father. For like Ben, her royal liquor sound. Anytime this son has a pregnant wife at home, so he can't become a Ben Saramara. That's the deek over here. So it comes out like this. It could be that this son first made his wife pregnant after he became Bar Mitzvah. And she became Nikar. And when is it Nikar Havlad? 3 months later. This is the reason of Rav Christofoi, that he could only be a Ben Saramara the first 3 months. Because after 3 months pass by, then he's a son that's Roy to be called a father. Since he's Roy then, that his wife should be Nikar, that she's pregnant, therefore there's no more Pasha. But it's true, a son, maybe a Kotan, cannot be murdered. Kufa, what we just say, Omer Rabbi Kristof Doi, Omer Rabbi Shasoi, Kol Yomav She Ben Sara Mayra, Eni Velogimu Chadoshim. A son could only become a Ben Sara Mayra during the first 3 months after the mitzvah, Bovad. I, Vuanan, Tanan, and our Mishnah, we have a different shear. And our Mishnah says, Mishiyovish Tei Cyrus, from the time when he comes by mitzvah with two hairs, V'yad Sheyakiv Zokin. So until he has enough hair on the bottom that covers up his gid, so that's another shear, not 3 months. Skmar says true, both are true. Hikiv Zokin, Afagav Le'mol Gimel Chadoshim. If he grew hair there fast, that he has a beard there around his aver, in 1 month after the Bar Mitzvah, he can't be a Ben Saramara anymore. That's one time limit. that he could only be a Betzer Maru before he has a Zakan there. But Molu Gima Chadoshim, let's say 3 months go by, Afagav Deloy Hekiv, even though the hair did not grow there, that's another time limit. Because either one is a time limit. Either when he has a Zakan there, or else not more than 3 months. Both are true. And the reason of 3 months is, his reasoning is because when it becomes bar mitzvah, if he would be married, he can make his wife pregnant, and then 3 months later, it's called nikah havlad, the wife looks pregnant, so he's a person that's royal to be called the father. So at that time, he's not called the ben, he's called the person royal to be enough. If so, Yosef Rav Yaakov min ha-pokut, kaimid Ravina, he sat in front of Ravina. The Yosef Akomi sat down, he said over, mishmei de Rafuna, praed Rav Yeshua. Shema nina mid Rebbe Kristof Doi, I hear from the Kristof drosha that a son after 3 months is fit to be called the father, therefore he can't be a ben sara or mother anymore. That you know, said Amar of Shavsoi that your ledes l'shiva. Like what's going to be if your wife gives birth after 7 months? That still ain ubra nikol l'shlish yomeho. She would not look pregnant 1/3 of a month, which would mean after 2 months she should start to look pregnant. That would not be. It will still take her 3 months until she looks pregnant. Why? Because these sadaradifi, you're going to tell me, ubro nikolish lishomer, that at all times she looks pregnant. After 1/3 of a time, here after 1/3 of 7 months, it'll be 2 months and then a little bit and a third. If so, it is possible that you can have a wife that would look pregnant after 2 months. If so, lomali gimel, why do we say a ben saramara? Has 3 months to still be a ben saramara, betray the tilsasagi. With 2 1/3 months, he should be able to be called a father, look like a father already. So why do you tell me now we could kill a son even after 2 1/2 months before the 3rd month? No, let's be afraid if he would have a wife and he would make his wife pregnant, maybe she would give birth after 7 months. So after 2 1/3 months, she'd look pregnant, he'd be called a person worthy to be an av. So how can you tell me you still killed this son until 3 months? So that's the proof that now, even if the wife would give birth after 7 months, she would not look pregnant, it wouldn't be hukar uber, until 3 months go by. Smart says, no, maybe there's no proof. Omalei, I tell you, no. Li'olam, really, Emelok, I could tell you that ubra nikah lishlish yomer. At all times, 1/3 of the pregnancy, when 1/3 passes by, she already looks pregnant. And therefore, if she would have given birth after 7 months, true. This then is called Roy to be a father after 2 1/3 months. But the reason why I said 3 months is because Zil Bafaruba, go after Rove. And Rove people, Rove ladies give birth after 9 months. So therefore I give the general rule of 3 months. So I go Bafaruba is the majority of people. Mar says no. Omru Kaimid Rav Huna, Dred Rav Yeshua. Om, I said in front of Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, Omalei said, Ovadina Nefoshas Miyaz Lina Bafaruba. If he holds by dinner in the fashas to kill somebody, you can't use the pasha of roiv. You have to have a vadai. You can't just go through assumption of a roiv. Because Hatorium Rotero says, the shofatu eida, the atzilu eida. There's a special pasuk here that by achiv misa, not to kill somebody, Rotero says, the atzilu eida. At all times, try and save the person. That means we only kill you, he learned up at least, if it's a vadai, 100%. And not if you're only using an assumption of a rave. That's the way he held. We hold not like that. We hold rave is enough. But he asked the question, rave should not be enough, but in the flesh, the apostle says, v'tzilu eda. For Yartza Martin, you're going to tell me now, zilba saruba, go after rave, it's not a svara. So the Mar says, Adrua Kaim and Ravina, they brought this question back in front of Ravina. Omalei said back to him, no. Over Dina in the flesh, leah dina basaruba. You want to tell me that you do not use the pasha roiv by misa? True, you're right. The pasuk says v'tzilu. You have to try and save the person, but there's still a pasha of achar rabim lahatos. So we go after roiv even by misa. For your tanaim learn like this. We have the first mishnah. Echad oimer b'shnayim b'chodesh. If one aid says that the incident took place on the second day of the month, the echad oimer, the second aid said the gimel that it took place the third day of the month. I saw Reuven kill Shimon on the third day of the month. And the first day said it took place the second day of the month. So the Mishnah said before we had Eidus and Kayemis. That's still called the good Eidus. It's not called hachosha. They're not contradicting one another. Why? We just say shezeh yedei biburi shokodesh. The first aid knew that there was an extra day to the last month. The zeini yedei biburi. Therefore, one thought it's really the same day they're staying on. Just one thought today is the second day of the chodesh, and one thought today is the third day of the chodesh. Now, therefore, the aedis is good. Now, if you're going to tell me, that to kill somebody, we do not go after an assumption of a rove, but you have to know vadi 100%, hani, dafka komasid, maybe these two people did not make mistakes, but they're contradicting one another. I mean, really, it's the second day of this month, and he means really it's the third day of the month. And they're contradicting one another. So the Zaydis should be posted. You should not be able to use the Zaydis to kill somebody. Elolav, what's Pshat in the Mishnah before? It isn't the Pshat. Elolav, Mishum the Yarmina, because I say, Zil Basa Ruba. I go Basa the majority of people. I have an assumption here. And Baruba the Inshi, Avdi Ditoye Bibura the Yacha. Most people make this mistake. They're not sure if last month was a Moli or a Choser. Therefore, I go bust a rive and I kill somebody because of rive. You see, you go bust a rive. That's one proof. I bring you another proof like this, that we go bust a rive. It says, Alocha, bas sholishonim. If you have a girl that's 3 years old, via mechud one day, miskadesh is bebiya. If a father marries her off, and the husband is Makadasho with the Maisa Bia, the Bia is called the Bia. The girl is 3 years old in one day, if a man lives with her, it's called the Bia. And therefore, the Imbole Yavam, let's say in a case where her husband dies already, and the brother-in-law wants to come and be Yavna, Bole Yavam Kona, if he lives with her now, it's called the Maisa Bia Kona, so that's Mitzvah Yibam. Vechayavam Olea Mishumashish, if anybody else comes and lives with her right now, he's chayif mishumesh sish. She's called a married lady, and whoever lives with her, it's called a maisa bia, that he's chayif in living with a mesh sish. Or metames boilo latame mishkavata tachton kelyon. If she's a nida, she's metama, the one that's living with her also. That's only through a bia, so it's called a bia. Nisas lakayin, let's say she gets married to a kayin, what? Nisas lakayin, if she gets married to a kayin, oichelis petruma, she's ladi truma. She's called Eshes Kayin, she's Lari Truma. Bo'ol Echud Min Apsulim, let's say one of the Psulim, Tukuna, would live with a Mamzer or a Goy, would live with her, Poslim Min Akuna. The Bia is called the Bia, and she becomes Posl to live with a Kayin. Poslim Min Akuna. Bi'im Bo'ol Echud Mikol Arroyis, Amuris Patera, let's say her brother, her father, any Erva, lives with this girl that's 3 years old, Allah is Mumum Sin Aleha. They are all killed because of this. But she's Pata, she's a Ketana, she's Pata. But that's the Lacha, a girl the age of 3 years old, her Bia is called a Bia. If she's married, she's called an Eshes Ish. If a man lives with her, that man is Chayv Misa because he's living with an Eshes Ish.